This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of Malachi chapter 3, let's now focus on things we should appropriate. No matter what we've done to others to hurt or take advantage of them, or to God to dishonor him, he extends an invitation in verse 7. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. God wants restoration. He wants you to be spiritually healthy and whole. Verse 6 declares, I, the Lord, do not change, so you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. He is implying they should have been destroyed, but he is patient, slow to anger, willing to extend his love and forgiveness. So appropriate this promise. If you return to God, he will return to you, and you will know his presence again. Then give God his due. Everything you have is his. You owe him everything. All he asks is a tenth of it as a token that you acknowledge you belong to him. In fact, we should be so grateful that we give him free will offerings in addition to express our gratitude. Whatever we say, do, or give should be out of gratitude, not obligation. He delights in our giving. He also delights in our receiving from him what he wants to give us. Somewhat surprisingly, he actually encourages us to test him. He wants us to experience his abundant grace, to see him throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that we will not have room enough for it. Why not appropriate this and his many other wonderful promises?